We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome to Proof to Product. Today, I'm talking to Lindsay Morando. She's the director of marketing for Hello Bar. Lindsay has over 15 years experience in business development and marketing that spans across multiple industries. She really prides herself on the creation and implementation of engaging grassroots and online marketing tactics that focuses on converting fans into paying happy customers. And all of us want more of that, right? So on today's episode, Lindsay is sharing the number one challenge that she sees small business owners facing, her three strategies for simplifying marketing, and we announced a free class that we will be hosting on April 10th to help you capture more emails on your website. You can register for that webinar at bit.ly/ptphellobar. That's all one word and it's all lowercase, bit.ly/ptphellobar. Or you can check the show notes for that link. Hey, Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited for today's conversation. I'm hearing more and more from our audience that they're struggling with different aspects of their marketing. And I know we've got a lot of great nuggets to share with them today, but then we've also got something fun up our sleeve, which we'll share later on in the episode. But to kick us off, what is the number one challenge that you see small business owners facing within their marketing right now?
The number one challenge I see people facing is they're just overwhelmed. And I find that they get what I like to call shiny object syndrome. So they think they're on the right path. They've got the good marketing strategy. Then somebody comes out with, oh, you have to use Snapchat or you've got to use webinars or whatever it may be. And then it's like squirrel, shiny object. They're off to the next thing.
Right.
You know, so I think that's the biggest challenge is just people are feeling overwhelmed and trying to figure out what is the best way to actually, you know, get more sales and get more leads in the door.
I cannot agree with you more. I'm talking to so many people who are trying to be on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and, you know, do all of the things. And when we do that to ourselves, we not only spread ourselves too thin, but we kind of take away the specialness or the effectiveness of all of them, right? I mean, do you agree
with
that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing is you can't, like when you have your hand in a million different pots, you become the jack of all trades, right?
Right.
So the people that I find that are most successful is they hone in on, you know, one or two marketing channels and they make them their absolute best marketing channel. They're dedicated to them. They create and curate unique content for them. They really cultivate a community. So it's not just double tapping a picture, it's actually commenting, asking questions, engaging. And if you can do that consistently on whatever platform you choose, whether it be showing up to a network event or doing it on social media, you're going to see some huge traction in your business.
Absolutely. So I saw a presentation you gave recently where you talked about the power of simplifying your marketing, which is what we're talking about now. And you broke things down into three steps. Can you walk our audience through those steps?
Yeah, definitely. So I think when people think of marketing, they get overwhelmed. They're like, I don't know, what do I do? So I really think it comes down to three things, right? The first is you've got to have a marketing channel. You've got to figure out what that channel is. I always suggest looking at where your ideal client is. So if your ideal client is showing up on Instagram every day, then that's where you should be. Then from there, you've got to figure out the second step, which is what do you offer them, right? Getting them on your email list is really huge. So offering them something that can allow you to get a hold of them again, right? Mm-hmm. I always use this example, which can be extreme, but if social media was gone tomorrow, how would you get a hold of your social media community? So really making sure whatever marketing channel you're using, you have a call to action for step two, which is a free offer, something to get someone's contact information so you can get a hold of them. And then step three is really putting your product out there, right? So they have to go, you know, hand in hand, right? Your marketing channel has to lead to a call to action and a free offer to get your, you know, ideal client's attention. And then from there, that should really lead down to selling of your product. So whatever you offer and whatever you're using to collect information should ultimately either be a part of your free product or something that leads someone down the path to ultimately buying from you, because that's, at the end of the day, you are a business and that's what you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. What you're describing, you know, a lot of people use the term funnel. I like to use the term customer experience because you're really trying to create a pathway for them to get to know who you are, to understand what products you sell and how they'd benefit from buying them. I'd like to dissect your three steps a little bit further. For the free offer, that second step, what kind of free offers have you seen work well for e-commerce companies in particular?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, there's the standard one, which is a percentage savings, you know, 10% off, 20% off. Free shipping works really well. People really like free shipping, or even some sort of, you know, get, you know, $20 off your order of $50 or more. But a lot of people will say to me, hey, Lindsay, I don't really want to do a discount, or maybe I can't afford a discount because my product and price point. So the other things I've seen work really well, one, quizzes. Quizzes are great. We did one years ago that worked really well. That was for a site where people were learning about health and nutrition. And we created a quiz that showed people which diet was best for their personality type. So that's an example of something that's a little more interactive. It gets people thinking. The last thing I've seen work really well is some sort of giveaway. It's really great. We had a client that had a bathing suit e-commerce website, and she was looking for a way to collect more leads. So we did a giveaway of a $100 gift card, enter to win a $100 gift card. And within 9 days of doing that offer, she actually sold one swimsuit. So it paid for the gift card. And then within 30 days, I think she sold 3 or 4 swimsuits. And she also collected over 100 email addresses. So It's a great, you know, thinking about ways that can kind of interact, engage your audience, and get them to start thinking a little bit more.
Absolutely. The other things I've seen work well in our community, people doing free downloads. A free worksheet has to be pretty robust to get people to download it, in my opinion. But like wallpapers and design, creative things that they can share on their social platforms has been really good. Or, you know, the wallpapers for their desktop or their phones or whatever it might be. Those have been fun as well. So as long as you're infusing your brand into it and providing value to the people that are following you, your customers, you know, there's lots of different ways you can do it, whether it's a discount code or some sort of free, you know, freebie that they can have.
Exactly.
Moving into step three with purchasing, you know, in the e-commerce world, most of our people have a pretty robust product line, multiple categories of products that they sell. And obviously, when you're directing people to just one specific thing, it does make the buying process easier. You know, if you're putting something in front of them, I guess what I'm trying to say is when you put 10 things in front of a customer, it makes it harder for them to buy because they're like, oh, what do I want? Whereas if you put one thing in front of them, it does make it a little easier for them to say yes or no. So what recommendations do you have if people have a large product line and they don't know how to direct their customers to purchasing one particular item or product category?
Yeah, I think first you have to look at, you know, what is the main product that provides the cash for the business, right? Everyone usually has 1 to 2 signature products that, you know, are their ideal clients are coming to their site, they're looking for, and it's the highest cash value for the business. So I'd one, look at that. But two, I think you can create a focus for either every 30 days or every 60 days or 90 days, depending on how many products you have, and really just put a push behind that. That'll help you really organize your marketing a little bit better. And what you focus on will grow. So if you say, okay, for the next 30 days, we're going to focus on this one product, and then the next 30 days, we'll focus on the next product, you can build up, you know, the awareness around the product and really spend some time growing it. I love to do quarterly planning every 90 days. So actually, you know, okay, this quarter, we're really going to focus on pushing out this. The next quarter, we'll focus on pushing out this.
Yeah.
We're really thinking about like, what is it that's kind of your signature that brings in the most cash for your business?
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I like mixing it up too, so that what you're trying to put in front of your clients and your customers, it, you know, it'll suit the seasons too, if you have seasonal products. So
Totally.
So I would love to walk through some examples of people you have seen that simplified their marketing, use this kind of 1-2-3 step approach that you shared with us, and maybe they reduced their focus to one thing. And I'd like to hear the impact. Like, how did that make a positive impact for them? Do you have any examples you could share?
Yeah, actually, I have a really good example of a client I worked with in the past, and she was an entrepreneur that had a health coaching business. And she was the prime example of someone that had her hands in like a million different pots. She was doing webinars, she was doing Instagram, she was doing Facebook, she was like trying to build her website, she was doing video series while all having a daughter, being married, and having an engineering job full time.
Yikes.
So she's, the ultimate example of someone that was like completely overwhelmed. So in the first year of her business, she made about $10,000, right? Like she was jack of all trades, really splitting her efforts. But when we started using this approach of simplifying her marketing, we looked at what was working, what wasn't working, what was bringing in the clients to the business, and really slimmed out all the stuff and, you know, eliminated the stuff that wasn't working. She saw a huge shift. So we realized that her best asset was her Instagram. She loved it and she was really good at it. She was really engaging people on it, and it was driving, it was number one driver for her business. Mm-hmm. So we cut everything else. We just had our focus on Instagram. And then we had our use Instagram to reach out to potential partners that may be interested in working with her and taking, like, she offered them her coaching services for free if they would just pay for the lab work. So within like 4 months of doing that, she actually made like more than she had made the year prior in that short period of time. And she went on to make over six figures that year and was able to quit her engineering job and take the summer off to be with her daughter. So the key was just really eliminating all the excess stuff, and it allowed her to hone in on Instagram and partnerships. So one of the key things she did that was crucial is once she like had eliminated all that, she did what I had talked about just a second ago, doing the reach out to bloggers and people with larger communities that didn't have the background that she did, didn't have the education, certification, or training, but were very into the whole paleo lifestyle, which she was into. So she reached out to them and said, you know, I'll do your coaching for you, and I'll create a protocol, meaning like, this is what you should be doing based on your lab results if you pay for the labs. And one of the gals that she did that with actually loved the work that she did, wrote an entire blog post about her, and their community just flooded to her. So it was, you know, really great example of just cutting all the excess and really focusing in on what was making the biggest difference in her business, and took back her time and made her a heck of a lot more money.
Absolutely. Focus is something you just said, and that has really been resonating with me and my coaching clients lately. I feel like entrepreneurs always have a ton of ideas, right? Like we're constantly like, oh, what about that? What about that? And it's not even shiny object syndrome at that point. It's more just we're bursting with ideas and cool things that we want to do. And I think that it's okay to pursue those things. But with regards to our marketing, we have to stay laser focused, and we have to think about who we're talking to, where we're meeting them, where they're hanging out, all the different things that you've already shared. So thank you for sharing that example with us. I know you've talked in the past too about Marie Forleo, who people are probably familiar with, how she kept it very simple. She had her Marie TV channel, right? Was that on YouTube?
Yeah. She has her YouTube, Marie TV. I think she recently, like a year and a half ago, turned into a podcast too. But she's such a great example of keeping it simple, right? The only thing you opt in for is her Marie TV, which is once a week. She does a whole production where she answers, like, you know, the top marketing challenge and question. And then once a year, she sells her product. I think she just finished her launch of her Be Business School, which is her main product. Yep. And that's it. Like, very, very simple, very focused.
Yeah, absolutely. And two, when you're focused on one thing, you can serve your audience so much better.
Totally.
So tell us about Hello Bar. You are the director of marketing there at Hello Bar. How are you guys focused on helping small business owners reach success and empower their marketing, really?
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Hello Bar is what many will call a pop-up software tool, but we're so much more than that. We have top bars that sit on the top of your website where you can put your free offer on there, collect emails, get more sales. We have pop-ups, modals, you name it. But one of the things is, you know, the software is the means, but we're really focused on how can we make digital marketers, business owners in general, successful with their business. So one of the things that we've been really focused on this past year is education, training people on, like, what do you do once someone gets to your website? How do you actually take them down the next step and the next path, right? Because the sad stat is that 98% of website visitors are leaving without taking action. And actually 96% of website visitors are going to go to your site and they're not ready to buy yet. So you can use tools like Hello Bar to actually grab their information and be able to get a hold of them again, so that, you know, when they are ready for the purchase, you're top of mind. So we've been really focused, like, our goal is to educate, you know, business owners on how do you actually do that, right? How did you get your free offer so that somebody's excited to put their email address in? How do you, you know, get people, you know, is it about the design? Is it about the headline? Like, we really focus on the education behind that and really being able to make it so simple for our users to do that, so that they don't even have to think twice about how to actually start collecting more leads and getting more sales on their site.
You have a really unique service, and I don't know if this is available to everybody, but you will help people craft the perfect headline. Is that available for everybody that you work with?
Yeah, great question. So that's available on our $29 and our $99 plans. Mm-hmm. We have a free version of the software. It's not available, but our growth and our enterprise plans, it is available. Mm-hmm. And that is like one of my favorite things. We launched it last year and it's been hugely successful because we found that people were getting held up on what do I put for my headline?
Oh yeah.
And then what happens when you do that? You just put like join my free newsletter. And then you're wondering why your conversion rates aren't where you want them to be. Yeah. So yeah, we have that plan available. We'll write headlines on demand, look at, you know, what your goals are, look at your tests that you're running and see what you can tweak or change to make it even more successful.
That's awesome. So what do you say? I feel a little weird asking this question, but what do you say to people that feel like banners or pop-ups on websites are annoying? Is there a way, I mean, you mentioned some strategies, but is there a way to make them more engaging for your audience?
Yeah, for sure. And I don't take offense to it at all.
Good.
In fact, it's like one of the first slides I usually use in trainings. Like, let's just talk about the elephant in the room that people most likely think pops are annoying. So first of all, I say they work when done right. Right. So the reason why most people are annoyed with pop-ups is because there's a lot of common mistakes that people are making with them. Mistake mm-hmm. number one, they're having them display immediately. So somebody's not even getting the chance to look around your website and you're already bombarding them with an offer. That's annoying, right? That's right. Like intrusive upon user behavior. That's not the purpose of pop-ups. You're supposed to display them with the right timing and the right message. So I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why they get a bad rap. The other is because we're not giving people something exciting. We're not offering them something that's enticing or exciting for them. So, you know, if you really take the time to get to know your ideal client, who's coming to your website and put the right offers in front of them with the right timing, they're going to be far more likely to take it. I think the other thing I'm seeing a ton is now there's a lot more stuff you can put on your website, right?
Yeah.
Long gone are the days where it's just the pop-up and, you know, you've got your free offer in the header. We've got like chatbots, we've got chat softwares, we've got push notifications, you name it. There's a bunch of different stuff. So I'm finding, and even ads, right? A lot of people on e-commerce or blogs have a ton of ads. So I'm finding that people aren't actually taking the time to go on their website and look around and act as if they were a user, right? So then from there, like you get on the site and there's so many calls to action, you're feeling bombarded.
Yeah.
So these are some of the reasons why, you know, they really get a bad rap. But I think the answer to that is really just keeping it simple and focusing on simple offers and really putting yourself in your user's shoes, going on your website, looking at the user experience and make sure that it feels really seamless. Like it should feel a part of your customer journey, not like a big stop sign that's really annoying in your customer journey.
Right. Absolutely. Does HelloBar play well with e-commerce sites like Shopify?
Yeah, we do. Pretty much any website provider, if you can place code in the back end, we can play nice with them. And it's a quick install, just takes a few minutes.
Awesome. Well, I feel like there's so much more we could talk about here, but I'd like to share with our audience what you and I are up to. You and I are going to be hosting a free webinar on April 10th at noon. I almost said noon o'clock. at noon Pacific time. Do you want to tell everybody what the topic is going to be and what kind of things we're going to cover?
Yeah, for sure. So super excited for this training that we're going to be doing together. So we're going to really be talking, we're going to go so much more in depth on what do you actually do with your website traffic? How do you get them to take that next step, right? It's really easy for me to say, oh, just put a good offer in front of them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'll just convert and it'll work. But the reality is it can feel very overwhelming. So we're going to break down the exact steps that you can start taking immediately to start capturing more email addresses, minus these annoying pop-ups, right, that we talk about.
Right.
So we'll talk about the free offer, what works, what doesn't. I'll use multiple different examples, show you how to break it down. We'll talk about how to actually implement things, how to time things right. And we'll talk about how to create like goals for your website. So maybe you're still thinking, well, I don't know if I can narrow it down to one product or two products. We'll really talk about like, how do you take people down that customer experience, as you mentioned, and journey in a very simple way.
Yeah. I find that a lot of the coaching clients I work with, they get hung up on various aspects of this journey, right? Like, they don't want to bombard people with these pop-ups. They get nervous about that. And then they say, okay, I can do that. But I don't know what to put as my, like, my lead in there. I don't know what to put for my offer. I don't, you know, all these different hangups that we have. And in reality, we want people just to get started. We want them to like try something, test it, and then try again. But this workshop, we're really going to break down the steps and the strategy for you guys. And it's a free workshop we're hosting on April 10th at noon. I will put our registration link in the show notes here so that you can easily register for that. But you know, I really appreciate you, Lindsay, coming on the show today and then also taking the time to do this training with us, because as you mentioned earlier, if social media went away tomorrow, like, our email list is what we own. It's how we truly connect with our customers. And so we need to be thinking very strategically about how we're not only bringing those new customers into the fold and onto our email list, but then how we're nurturing them afterwards and creating that journey for them. So yeah, I'm really excited to chat with you on that. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait.
It's going to be good. So aside from our webinar, what is next for Hello Bar? What kind of new, you know, features are you adding, or what's on the horizon for the next few months?
Yeah, we're really, really excited. So we actually have some new product team members that we brought on, which we're really thrilled with their software experience. So what's next for us is you're going to see a lot more stuff for e-commerce. So you're going to see we're working on countdown timers. We're working on basically more tools that we can put within Hello Bar that will actually help you to be more successful at making more money.
Nice.
We're really focusing on tracking, right? So you can figure out, like, how much is this email worth to me? How many emails do I need to collect to be able to get to the revenue goals I have? Or what is this click work for me? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Future down the line, we're potentially working on mail. So Hello Mail, so that you can email people afterwards as well. And then one of the other products that falls under our suite is a product called Subscribers. We have the same owners, and it's a push notification software. So if you see that little push on the left-hand side of your browser, it says allow or don't allow. Mm-hmm. We have the software to do that. But what we're really focused on with that is actually connecting that to the e-commerce side and making things like, oh, hey, inventory is low. You can, you know, there's three more products of the one you're looking at, or nice, putting countdown timers. So for 24 hours only, get like this discount on this product. So really figuring out, that's what we're working on that end as well. So both products are really focused on making e-commerce stores more money right now.
Okay. So I have a question about that. The inventory side of it. That's more front facing for clients, right? So you can build that scarcity and urgency to it. That's not so much for us as a business owner on the back end, knowing how much inventory we have. Is that correct?
Totally. Yeah. It'll tie to whatever you're using, Shopify, WooCommerce, whatever it is. So it'll tie to that, but then it'll be like, okay, in the front end as a client, I go onto your website and I hit allow to say, I want push notifications. And then I'm sitting there at work on my desktop and it's like, hey, there's three products left of the one that you were looking at. You better buy it now.
Oh, wow.
Right. So yeah, it's really going to be, we're focused on how can we use it to tie into your back end so that on the front end, customers can have that sense of urgency and, you know, find out about promotions, discounts, you know, 24 hour only sales, whatever it may be, because we've tested it a ton and we know that it works. So now it's just figuring out how we can tie it back into the, you know, data that you have in the back end to work the best for you.
That's cool. I got to be honest with you. The strategy of it all makes so much sense to me and it sounds really exciting. The tech side of it feels a little bit intimidating to me. Are you guys going to have like support options for people that want to hook that in to different things?
Yeah, for sure. We will. We have, that's our biggest thing with all of our softwares. Is, you know, we want you to be able to talk to real human beings.
Yep.
So we invest very heavily in our customer success side and our team. So 100% we will. And you guys really won't have to worry about like how that like complicated stuff works. Like we'll be doing all the tech side of it. And then we'll have very specific directions based on like what platform you're using. So like we're working with a lot of our partners like Shopify, like Wix, all of those to basically create such a seamless experience that it'll be like, you know, click here and insert this here and that's it. And then it ties directly into your side of things. So you don't have to stress about the tech side.
Beautiful. That sounds perfect. I know we all get hung up on different things. And sometimes I got to be honest, the tech side of it makes me nervous.
For all of us, it does. Even being in tech.
Yeah, I bet. Well, hey, where can people find you online to, you know, check out more of your products and services and all the things you guys are doing at Hello Bar?
Yeah, you got it. So you can just go to hellobar.com. That's our main site for Hello Bar. And then subscribers.com is our main site for the push notification software. So you can find us on there. We're constantly updating everything that goes on. And with both of them, you can actually try a free account to start, see how you like it, and then move from there.
Excellent. Well, we will be sure to include all of those links in the show notes and as well as our webinar link. So you can register for the free webinar on April 10th at noon Pacific. It's going to be 3 steps to capture your emails on your website, minus all those annoying pop-ups that we talked about. So again, this is a free masterclass that we're doing on April 10th. So be sure to join us, guys. Grab that link in the show notes to register. And Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.